Good evening, everyone. This is Colly Rose in Portland, Oregon.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Carlos Rosas, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everybody. And welcome to the first Monday in May, where we are sharing with you some general information about NEA. And my name is Colly Rose. I'm a black belt here in Portland, and I'm your host tonight. And I'm so thrilled to have Carlos Rosas with us tonight. He's the co-founder of NEA, and I'll just turn it over to you, Carlos.
Hello, everybody. How are you today, wherever you are?
Hello. Hey, Carlos.
Hello, Carlos.
Hi. Hello.
Is that somebody who knows me who said hi, Carlos?
Casey's here.
Oh, Casey. Now I recognize your voice. Hi, Casey. So
hi.
Great to have you.
Great.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody, and this is the first time that I am speaking with all of you, and it's very exciting. Debbie's in Miami doing a special event over there, and she sends her love. And I wanted to speak with, just share with you the experience that I have had with NEA. And then, as you know, my experience with NEA, well, you may not know this, but I began NEA with Debbie in 1981, and then I can say that when NEA took hold of me, I was probably the luckiest person in the entire world, because through NEA, I have been able, first and foremost, to really recognize what an amazing gift having a body is. And then the other gift that NEA gave me is the pleasure of moving the body to music, moving the body with other people, moving the body to music, and be able to create. As a teacher, I had an opportunity to express my creativity by developing routines and sharing them with my students. And then at another level, as I was doing this work, I began to experience what it means to have a body that thrives, of course, on the joy of movement, on seeking the path of least resistance, on the power of body awareness for the purpose of enjoying pleasure, enjoying being in life as a body, as well as healing. Unfortunately, I did have some pains and aches that in my body after being a kamikaze volleyball player and playing tennis for many years. And although, you know, tennis is a gentle sport, really, by all the standards, there were still some things that I was experiencing with my body. I had fallen off of a motorcycle, and then I had two operations on my left knee, and it really left me in bad shape. And then also from doing just other activities like jump aerobics on hard floors, my joints were aching, and my muscles were basically out of balance. And then NEA, through the joy of movement, showed me the way to heal, and then from there begin to feel that as a 30-year-old man, I had a future in front of me, moving and discovering, you know, just amazing adventures and pathways in which I could move my body and be able to experience movement outside of just linear up and down, but actually moving into circles and swirls and twisting and combining and spinning and counter spinning and moving close to the ground and moving away from it and being graceful, which I never thought as a man I would feel, but feeling actually graceful, bringing grace into my hands, into my hand movements, learning to balance. I had very good balance on my left leg, and then I could always balance on my left leg, but not on my right leg. And then so I got to balance that. And then I'm very right-handed, so I could do a lot of things very well with my right hand. And then all of a sudden I started switching and doing other things with my left hand. And I'm talking about into the fifth year of doing NEA. And then I began to notice that my coordination had improved, as well as the control of my left hand, just by doing NEA. And so Nia has really been my practice in order for me to come to love my body in ways that I never thought I would, and also to come to feel the love that my body has for me every time that I do something loving for my body. My body says thank you, and I've come to hear his voice and understand its gratitude at many levels. And of course, the experience of sharing Nia with other people is also over the top. And then and having the opportunity to share Nia with people, but then to have people tell me and thank me because the practice of Nia has changed their life, and I can also say also changed their life as it did mine. And then that just makes the practice that much more profound for me, and allows me to feel connected to people in a way that, of course, I never thought I would. I've always enjoyed teaching, and I like facilitating understanding to other people with other people. And but you know, to have people come and say thank you, this Nia has touched me in a very deep way, has touched my life. Then that certainly it's an unimaginable gift that that Nia has given to me. So that's a little bit of my story, and you know, after 25 years, as you can imagine, there are a lot of stories out there, and then I'm speaking from my heart and just off the top of my head, and then at this moment, I would like to speak a few minutes about Nia conditioning. And, you know, the concept of conditioning, I feel, is easily understood by athletes. An athlete understands, I'm going to be conditioned to play my sport. And then, and conditioning in a physical sport seems to, you know, almost by logic, seems to always gravitate towards, well, of course, they need to prepare their body. And then a Nia has a way of conditioning the body in the way in that it can, through the five sensations, it can condition the body so that the body feels strong. It can condition the body so that the body feels mobile. It conditions the body so that the body regains stability. It conditions the body so that the body feels flexible. And then it conditions the body so that the body has agility. So through the practice of Nia, we can condition ourselves, and I guarantee you, and I assure you, that all of those five sensations that I just mentioned, of those five qualities on conditioning, we use always in our daily life. And then, and it's very nice to be able to do this and be still in the joy of movement, be still dancing, still being creative, and then have, in a way, you know, this very practical conditioning happen while we're being artistic. So that would be an aspect of conditioning that you can expect to find in Nia. And then another aspect of it, of conditioning, of course, is the role that the mind plays in any activity. Again, athletes have known this. The athletes will prepare mentally, either by meditating or by, you know, repeating the activity that they're going to do to perfection time after time after time, so that they also remove negative thoughts from their mind and keep positive thoughts. And a relaxed mind equals a relaxed body, so they know the power of relaxed mind. And then in Nia, we do the same. Not only do we do that, but then also we allow people to bring in their mind so that by visualizing certain activities, then they feel that their mind is also a part of the dance. You know, like just moving the arms above the head and then asking you to visualize, you know, rainbows. And then as you move your arms, suddenly the integration of those rainbows and your movement will mean that much more to your activity, which in turn not only is conditioning your mind to be imaginative, and it is conditioning the connection body and mind to be doing an activity together, to be collaborating and co-creating. But then also, when we imagine, we relax because we move our minds from any stressful thoughts. And then, of course, another aspect of conditioning is the emotions. And then it's possible that in the course of one's life and one's day, we do the same activities that we normally do, and then many times we just keep running the same emotion. And then Nia gives us an opportunity to really move away from those emotions that they may be just part of our daily repertoire, if you will. And then you come into class, and then you have an opportunity, first of all, to just feel emotionally relaxed, emotionally excited, emotionally involved. You have a sense of feeling emotionally connected and supported, you know, by the words of the teacher, by the people who are dancing around you, who in a way are like-minded dancers. And all of this causes the emotional body, you know, to feel supple, if you will, to relax, and then to venture into being creative. And then in this creativity of emotion, then you are also conditioning your emotional body to be there for you, to also for you to be aware of what your emotional body is sensing. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, I am so much more aware of my emotions since I've been taking Nia, that I feel better conditioned to be an emotional being in life, whether it is to sometimes be aware of the emotion and then choose a different course of action, or to be aware of the emotion and to speak truthfully to a situation, whereas in the past they wouldn't have. And then to me, all this is conditioning because it's really helping someone be in their life more the way they want to be. That's an aspect I feel that the word conditioning is saying to us. An athlete conditions himself or herself for the event, whatever their sport is. And then for us, our conditioning really happens because Nia prepares us to be conditioned for what David likes to call the sport of life. You know, that's where the sacred athlete comes, the everyday athlete comes into play. You know, here we are, urban athletes in our own right, and we do need our conditioning. And so Nia can do that for us.
That's awesome, Carlos. I've been taking a few notes while you were talking, and I remember when we first started talking about conditioning, that's really all I could think of was an athlete. And I didn't really know how I was ever going to really think of myself as a Nia athlete until conditioning came in, and especially when you talked about the four realms. Toward the end there, you were talking about preparing us for the sport of life. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that as it compared to when you used to be what you considered yourself an athlete? What would be the connection between the sport of life and preparing for an actual physical event?
Well, I would say that in life, I know that I'm going to be going through, let's just say, a lot of ups and downs. When I used to play a sport, the whole thing about a sport is that you never know. Well, you know that not everything is going to be perfect, right? So I'm going to lose some points. I'm going to win some points. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm going to be able to chase a ball down. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm going to have a better opponent on the other side of the net.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there are unexpected shots that would come at me. And so the better prepared I was for what my opponent was going to send my way, then the better I was to win, if you will. So in life, I feel that the same happened. I really, even though my life may be set in a specific way, I really don't know if sometimes I have to get in and out of the car more often than I normally do. I don't know if I'm going to be in a situation where I need to be more aware of my body so that I can drink more water and then be able to make it through the day.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to be sitting in front of a computer for several hours. I need to be paying attention to my body so that I can be in that sport with the computer. And then I'm able to take care of my neck so that the computer doesn't get the best of me. Or to sit properly through my body awareness, breathe. Respond emotionally to what I'm reading instead of just being locked in on thought. There are other times when I'm running up and down this building more than other days, and so I need to be ready for that, so my legs are ready for it. There are times when I have many people coming and asking me for things, so my nervous system has to deal with that sport. And then that's, of course, not taking into consideration the recreational things that I like to do, like gardening, going for a long walk, biking, you know, just going into the mountains, you know, any activity like that, swimming for some reason, and then being my body being able to then perform. So when Debbie and I talk about the sport of life, we really are talking about any activity that is asking us to be involved.
Right.
And then I know that I could face many activities where I would just say, no, I don't want to do it because I'm not ready for it. Or at the end of the activity, we say, well, that activity really got the best of me.
Right.
Because I was not conditioned for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the life for me. I remember one time crossing the street in New York City and a car didn't see me. And, I mean, that car was not going to stop. And I had to take off so fast. Because, I mean, otherwise I would not be talking right here.
Wow.
And I remember on the other side, and I was laughing. I wasn't angry or anything. I was just, like, laughing and going, wow, that's really great. I had the reflexes, the eyesight, you know, the quickness of thought as well as the quickness of legs to get out of the way. And now I'm celebrating that I'm still here.
Exactly. I'm sure we're all celebrating that.
So, I mean, life is a sport.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of challenging situations out there, or in here, I should.
Exactly.
Callie, this is Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. Can I add to what Carlos is saying?
Absolutely.
You know, the thought that was coming up for me is this idea of really training and conditioning the nervous system, like Carlos is talking about, and then from the teacher perspective. It's having the incredible diversity of the routines and the different music and the different routines. And sometimes I'll get a new routine and I'll say, wow, this really feels so different to my nervous system. And I can feel different things happen with it. Some of it I embrace. Some of it, when something actually feels a little boring to me, I've trained myself that says, wow, this is where you need to go, Casey, because something is happening in your nervous system right here that feels very, very different. And that's the beauty of the way the routines are set up, is that they're diverse. They ask for all the different five sensations, and that they really create this remarkable training of the nervous system. And it takes time. It takes time as a teacher. It takes time as a student to have everybody within their own natural time embrace that conditioning of the nervous system in incredible, unique ways. It's just amazing. So, Carlos and Debbie, you know, thank you for your wonderful routines that are always so put together so beautifully to challenge the body, to have fun with the body, and train the body at the same time.
Exactly. Well, that, thank you, Casey, for saying that. And as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, and think about any student that has an opportunity who has access to different teachers in their area.
Right.
Because each one of us, to some degree, we provide a certain kind of conditioning. And then I know that if I was going to take your class, I would be experiencing a different kind of conditioning. I know it when I take Debbie's class.
Right.
I know that many people love the fact that Debbie and I teach at the same studio because they get two different kinds of conditioning.
Exactly.
Yeah, because each one of us just approaches life, of course, in a very unique way.
Exactly. Does anyone else have a comment or a question for Carlos about conditioning or about NEA in general?
Hello?
Yes.
I just started doing NEA, and what I'm doing is I bought the Global Unity DVD.
Yes, welcome. And what is your name?
My name's Harjeet. I'm from Ottawa, Canada.
Welcome, Harjeet.
Thank you. And I was just wondering, like, can I get the same benefits just from doing a DVD as opposed to training with a trainer?
Yes, you can. The DVD is actually quite versatile, and then it gives you an opportunity to develop, you know, into quite an advanced degree. An aspect of conditioning is I want you to think in terms of, and I'm sorry that I'm making an assumption here, I want you to think in terms of conditioning is not necessarily just about exertion. So when you work with a DVD like ours, you can approach it one day and then think in terms of conditioning and then sweat a lot. And another aspect of conditioning could be for you to do the same DVD and then barely move because, like Casey said, you would be conditioning a different part of your nervous system. And then also another wonderful practice of Nia is the focus. And when you change the focus, even when you do the same workout or the same routine, but you just change, and instead of, say, the one day you focus on what you do with your legs and the sensations of your legs and conditioning your legs, and the next day you do the same video, but you really focus on the movement of your spinal cord, that will change the benefit, and now you are truly conditioning a different body part. Then the next day you condition your arms. So you say, I'm going to focus and really play with my arms, pay attention to what my arms do, same routine, same music, same steps, and yet the conditioning will be different. Then you could say, okay, now the next day I'm going to combine my legs and my arms, and then it'll be different. Then you can say, now I'm going to condition my body, and I'm going to be doing level one, which is just doing movements from the core, you know, and not a lot of range of motion, you know, so that I can feel the gentleness of Nia. And then the next day you have a lot of energy, and you go, you know what, I'm going to do it at level three. So it's by using these different ways of focusing your awareness and your attention, then you can get a lot out of any tape and definitely out of Global Unity.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
One more thing I just wanted to ask is, like, is Nia a replacement for weight training and running and everything, like to get your body in shape and lose fat and everything? Can Nia do all of that?
Yes, it can. And then you need to understand that nothing, I mean, if a weight is a weight, and by nature a weight can be very good. And so if I do movements where I don't use a weight, I cannot say that I have replaced the weight. I think if you enjoy playing with weights, you should do that, and Nia can be a very wonderful complement to playing with weights. There are some aspects of Nia that are superior to playing with weights when you want to lose weight, and there are some aspects of Nia that, of course, you cannot replace the weight. Are you looking to lose weight?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I can assure you that by doing the Nia practice consistently and frequently, you would lose weight. And you would certainly be touching on your cardiovascular system, and then you will be perspiring, and then that, you know, combined with a, you know, with a diet, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you would experience lost weight, but you would also tone your body, and you would feel stronger at many levels. Yes.
Do you have any other DVDs other than Global Unity?
This is Collie speaking. At the time, no, we don't have any other DVDs. There is a classic collection of VHS tapes of older, from the early 1990s, some of the classic workouts that are still available on our website. So those are great workouts. They're just the outfits are a little dated.
Okay.
So if you still have a video player, I would recommend those. They're on our website, and they have those videotapes are available. We do plan to put out another DVD later this year, and we will certainly make that announcement. So be sure you're on the Nia Now mailing list.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So that's at the end of our call today. I have 5:30, and I again want to thank everyone for being here, and especially Carlos Rosa. Thank you so much. We could just spend hours with you. It's so fascinating. So I invite everyone, this call will be available later this week online if you'd like to tell your friends to download it. And then next month we'll begin again, www.nianow.com. The April newsletter has just been released, which is a brand new format. We invite you all to check that out. And May will be released later this month. So thank you very much, and good night, everyone.
Good night, Casey. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.